More than 2 dozen people have been reported killed in protests in the Democratic Republic of Congo as demonstrators demand President Joseph Kabila step down. Kabila's second and final term ended Monday, but he's digging in his heels and refusing to leave. Congo was colonized by Belgium until 1960, but the nation has never experienced a peaceful post-independence transition of power. Reuters correspondent Aaron Ross is in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa, and he joins us via Skype. Aaron, first of all, tell us, what is Kabila's reasoning that he should stay in power?
Well, the justification the government gives is that they are simply not able to organize elections this year. The presidential election was supposed to take place in November. The government says because of the need to register millions of voters and because of budget shortfalls, they're unable to do it this year, and they've negotiated an agreement with a small part of the opposition to actually hold the election in April 2018 at the earliest. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not satisfying to a large part of the opposition.
Well, give us some background here, because Kabila has been in power for nearly 16 years. His father was assassinated in 2001, and then Kabila himself took over power. What has his tenure as president of Congo been like?
Yeah, there's been a real evolution. When Joseph Kabila came to power in 2001, he was a 29-year-old, the youngest or possibly the second youngest leader, world leader. He served in the army, but he was known to be shy. He did not speak much French, the official language here in Congo. He won democratic elections in 2006. He won elections again in 2011, although those were considered by most observers to be marred by widespread fraud. But certainly he's grown more confident in his role as president. And you see that certainly in the assertive stance that his government has taken regarding his remaining in power.
And yet he's also been accused of looting millions of dollars in public assets, has he not?
Yeah, there have been some recent accusations. There was a Bloomberg piece that documented extensively the holdings of his family throughout the country that extended everywhere from the mining sector to much smaller businesses. And that has gone contrary to an image that his supporters have liked to put forward about Kabila, which is that he's not one of these African leaders who we know to have, you know, mansions in France, extensive offshore holdings that have been investigated by European or the American governments. However, more and more through some investigative reporting, we're getting a sense of just how much of a hold the Kabila family really does have over the Congolese economy.
Hmm. So then tell us, who does the opposition then want to see in power instead of Joseph Kabila?
Well, the opposition has always been a very divided bunch in Congo. And so getting a consensus on who they would like to replace Kabila is a tall order. There are some names that are always floating around. There's the longtime opposition leader, Etienne Tshisekedi. However, he's 84 and relatively failing health. There's another opposition figure, Moïse Katumbi, the former governor of the Katanga province, but who's currently in exile as he was accused both of hiring mercenaries and of real estate fraud and left the country for medical reasons, but has not returned since. And that's been about 6 months now. So it's not clear exactly who would be the natural candidate to replace Kabila. And I would say that for many Congolese, there's a disillusionment with the political class more generally. So the frustration that we're seeing is largely a frustration over socioeconomic ills, but it's not necessarily a vote of confidence in the opposition.
Huh, interesting. Well, you know, at the beginning of the conversation, we mentioned that several dozen people have been killed in protests in Congo. Given that and what you just said, what do you see happening next in the coming days and weeks?
It's very difficult to say. Today we went out and it's much calmer. The protests and the violence have almost entirely died down in Kinshasa. We have some reports of some protests this morning in the mining hub of Lubumbashi. But overall, things really seem to have calmed down. The violence took place yesterday, and those are the deaths that we are still documenting. There are talks that are supposed to take place that the Catholic Church is moderating between the opposition and the government to discuss Kabila's future, to discuss when elections will take place. At the same time, they really haven't reached any common ground. So it's not clear if those talks will actually produce a compromise, or they could break down within a week, 2 weeks. And when we spoke to people on the streets, they said, well, we're willing to wait to see what that produces. But if it doesn't produce anything, then we might take it again to the streets.
Aaron Ross is a Reuters correspondent speaking to us today from Kinshasa. Aaron, thank you so very much.
Thank you.